Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, since Lum's theater burned down and he's been forced to take a job as delivery boy at the Chatham Down store, Abner's having the time of his life being the boss for a change. In virtually making a slave of Lum, Abner feels that he's teaching his ex-partner a much-needed lesson in humility. As we look in on the little community today, we find the Chatham Down store's new delivery boy talking on the telephone.
For goodness sakes, Esri, is that meeting today? Granny's had plumb forgot about that. Things have been so mixed up lately, I ain't been able to keep track of nothing, looks like. Why, sure, I'll be there. Yeah, who's going to be the toastmaster today? Me? Well, sure, I'd love to, but it ain't my turn. Oh, I see. Well, sure, yeah, you can count on me, yes, sir. Yeah, well, I'll see you down at Luke's then, Esri. All right, fine. Granny's. Oh, morning, Abner. You're just the fella I want to see. I'll have to be gone for a couple of hours this noon on account of the regular meeting.
Now, just a minute now, boy. First place, I want you to call me Mr. Peabody. And in the second place, if you want any time off, why... You come to me and ask me in a regular way.
Well, what is a regular way?
Why, it's just a regular way, that's all. Can't wait till I sit down in my rocking chair here, and then you can ask me.
Oh, what do you mean, you're a rocking chair? That's mine, and you know it.
When you signed over your half the store to me, you said everything in it went with it. You said that yourself.
Now, I never meant personal things like that, though, I don't think.
Well, let's not discuss it now. I've got too much work lined up for you to do today to waste any time on a batch of prattle. Now, what was it you wanted to ask me?
Well, you see, today is the bi-monthly meeting.
Stand up there straight. Now, I never told you could sit down. Stand up.
All right.
Take your hands out of your pocket. Stand up straight. Because there's one thing I can't put up with. It's a slouchy-looking delivery boy. Now, that's better. All right, go ahead.
Well, today's the bi-monthly meeting of the Pine Ridge Business Leaders Club, and so natural I have to go to it. And that general takes around 2 hours or so, and I thought...
Now, why do you have to go to it?
Why, because. Because I'm a member of it. I've always gone to it. Been invited, it's just natural, that's all.
What did you say the name of that outfit was?
Well, you know what it is as well as I do. It's the Pine Ridge Business Leaders Club.
Business leaders, huh?
Yeah.
Do you call a delivery boy a business leader? Seems to me that you're sort of overstepping your place, boy. You just better get on back there in the feed room now and open up them packing boxes and hear no more of this nonsense.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner.
Mr. Peabody.
Mr. Peabody.
Better.
This is a special meeting today. We're having businessmen from Odin and Cherry Hill as our guests.
Well, that's nice. Hope they enjoy it.
Well, they won't enjoy it if I ain't there, because Earl Pomeroy was supposed to be Toastmaster today, but he can't make it, so they asked me if I...
I'd just rather not hear another word about it. Now, get to work, boy. We got work to do.
Now, Abner, you know how much I enjoy these meetings.
I don't care how much you enjoy them.
Well, don't you want the Jot'em Down store to be represented at such a big meeting as that?
Well, it wouldn't hurt nothing, I reckon. Yeah, it wouldn't do much good, neither.
It'd be awful good advertising. And it wouldn't look right if there weren't nobody there from the leading store of Polk County.
Leading store?
Yeah, that's about what it is now since you've taken over here. You're doing a wonderful job with it, Abner.
I am, huh?
Oh, sure. So, natural, the leading store has to be represented there today.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it just that way. No, I hadn't done it. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Lum. Who's making arrangements for the meeting?
Ezra Seastrump says. He's chairman of the committees.
Yeah, well, you call up Ezra.
Yeah.
And tell him I'll be proud to come to the meeting.
You will?
Why, sure.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abney. You couldn't go to the meeting.
Huh?
You've never been to one of them affairs in your whole life. You wouldn't know how to act there.
Well, I'm going. I can't learn no younger.
Well, you wouldn't fit in there.
I don't know why I wouldn't. I'm the owner and president of the leading store of Polk County, ain't I?
Well, yeah.
Go on, call up Ezra, tell him I'll be there.
Well, now, listen, Abner, you wouldn't want your leading store disgraced, would you?
Huh?
You wouldn't want it to be the laughing stocks, would you?
Well, no, of course not.
All right, then you better be careful who you send over there to represent you. Get a man that's had experience at them meetings, a fella that can get up on his feet and do some plain and fancy out loud talking.
Well, if I get anybody, I want to get the head man, the owner. And that's me. I'll call up Ezra myself and tell him if he won't do it.
Now, wait a minute, Abner.
Awful hard to get help nowadays to do what you tell him to, found
Abner, out. You don't know how to get up there and be a toastmaster.
Just a minute. Be quiet. I can't hear and you holler. Hello? Is that you, Ezra? This is Abner Peabody. Oh, just fine. Say, Ezra, Law won't be able to come to that meeting today, so...
That done.
Oh, he'll be tied up at the store.
That's done it.
Yeah, it is a shame, but I'll be there in his place. Well, don't worry, I know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Why, sure. Yeah, all right, Ezra. Yeah, I'll see you over there. And that takes care of that. Right now, get your work, boy. Hurry up, there's things to do.
All right, but I'd just love to be there and watch you when you get to make your opening remarks.
Opening remarks?
Why, sure. The Toastmaster always does that. That's a few opening remarks. That always reminds him of a humorous joke and tells a couple of them before he starts introducing other speakers, of course.
Well, what's that got to do with me?
Well, that's what you're going to be, the Toastmaster of the meeting.
Huh?
See, that's why Ezra wanted me to be sure and be there today. It was actually Earl Pomeroy's turn today to be Toastmaster, but he couldn't make it.
Oh.
Just twixt me and you, though, I bound your Earl just got cold feet and was afraid to go through with it when he heard he was having all them out-of-town guests today.
Oh. Well, maybe...
And you can't hardly blame Earl. That's going to be an extra hard job over there today.
Yes, huh?
To be honest, I'm glad I'm out of it.
Well, now, Lummy, if you really want to go over there...
Well, I can't go now. I'm going to be tied up at the store here.
Well, I'll untie you. I'll let you off early at noon.
No, couldn't think of it. Got them packing boxes to uncrate. Got all their delivers to make. Don't forget, I'm just a deliver boy.
Yeah, that's... I reckon. Let's see,
What you better be doing is getting a list of all the speakers and find out what they've did all through life so you can say, it's now my great honor and pleasure to introduce a man who's so-and-so and so-and-so.
Huh?
A man who so-and-so and so-and-so. And tell about it. Man who so-and-so and so.
You mean I have to do all that?
Why, sure.
Huh?
You better be writing down your opening speech, too.
Had, huh?
It's awfully important that you get off to a good start, you know.
Yeah. Well, Lom, would you sort of help me with it a little?
Oh, what would a little old deliver boy know about such as that? You're the business leader around here.
Yeah, that's right. Now, let's see. Reckon I better start writing something down here. Hey, is it all right to put stuff like that down on a grocery order pad?
I don't know. I don't want to overstep myself.
Well, I reckon it'll do. See now. Dear sir... I don't know, that's for starting out letters, that dear sir stuff. How would you start this out, Long?
I got to get back there and work on them packing cases.
Oh, let's see here. Ladies and gentlemen, I take pleasure today in being here.
Ladies? Who ever heard of ladies at a business leaders meeting?
Oh, no ladies there, huh?
Well, don't ask me. I'm just a boy that works here.
Oh. Gentlemen and, gentlemen, I'm standing here before you this sunshiny day.
Mm.
And, what's the matter? Did I say something wrong there?
I don't know. Nothing but a grocery boy.
Now, Lum, you've got to tell me now what was wrong with that.
Well, now, a big business leader like you don't want to take the opinions of a $3 a week boy. Surely you ain't going to stoop that low.
No, I reckon not. Gentlemen and business leaders, stop that whistling. Now, I can't concentrate on nothing with that noise going on around here.
Excuse me, go ahead.
You get on back to feed room, get them packing cases opened up. That's what you better
do. Yes, sir, boss. Yes, sir. Going right now.
Let's see here. Blame it. Businessmen and leaders, here I stand up here. No, that's no good. Howdy do, everybody. The meeting will now come to order. I'm proud to see your faces. My smiling faces, I put. Especially you out of town, fellas. Facts is, you remind me of a joke.
What are you doing, talking to yourself?
Howdy, Grandpap. Logan, I ain't no out loud talker.
Well, I never said you was.
I just ain't gonna do it. That's all there to it. I'll show that varmint who's the boss around here. Hey, Lum! Boy, come in here.
What are you fixing to do to poor old Lum?
Show him a thing or two. Hurry up, boy.
I'm coming. What is it, Mr. Peabody?
I want you to get your hat and coat. You already got them, ain't you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm ordering you to go over to that meeting today in my place.
Well, now, wait. You can't force me into nothing.
I can do it. I'm the boss here. Now, hurry up. Get going.
Well, all right. I'll go, but I want you to know it ain't because I want to. I'm just doing it to save my job. You're a hard man, Abner.
Again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.